This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Larry Robinson.
Sports Radio.
Program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Yankee fans, you want to talk about this win? How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10? How confident in this team are you on a scale of 1 to 10? How optimistic are you on a scale of 1 to 10? To 10 about this Yankees team. Look, there was a lot to like about this ballgame, and we're going to talk about that. A lot of positives. And if you want to be positive, I will give you one simple thing the Yankees need to do to play to their potential this year. There's still time, yes, as Aaron Boone says. On the other hand, this win also was a little bit like putting lipstick on a pig. They had lost 8 in a row to the Boston Red Sox. So, yeah, they won tonight. Whoop-de-dam-do. Stopped an 8-game skid against the Red Sox. Great ball game. I'll just cut to the chase. Here is the frustrating part about the Yankees, the 2025 Yankees. There's a lot of Yankee fans, I'm sure. You're filled with frustrations. But the crux of it is that this team does not have to do anything special to have a special season. They just have to play to the back of the baseball card. That's it. That's it. And I'm not even being unrealistic with expectations for players like Goldschmidt at first base. When you have a guy who is aging and on the decline of his career, well, then no, of course, you're not asking him, expecting him to be MVP Goldschmidt when I say to the back of the baseball card. I'm just expecting players in their prime to play like they are in their prime consistently in the way they know how. That's it. That's the expectation. So yes, was Devin Williams terrific tonight? Why, yes, he was. But he's been a terrific relief pitcher. So yes, I expect he should be that more often. I understand relievers can be up and down and fungible. But just don't be the terrible Justin, Devin Williams. Don't be terrible, guy. Be who you've been. That's it. You're in your prime. Be who you've been. Some guys, Trent Grisham, 25 home runs now on the season. You know, he's one you're getting a career type of year from. Yes. Really good defense in center field. That's a challenge the Yankees are going to have to figure out. What are they going to do with this guy in the offseason? Are you going to re-sign him? He's such an important part of this team. But you have Spencer Jones in the minor leagues. What are you going to do? Bellinger's a free agent. They're going to have to figure all that out. But that's another story for another time. Right now, for this season, it is really not that hard. It is just about Aaron Judge has to play like Aaron Judge. Consistently, the way we have come to expect over the last years, unless he's hurt. Unless that arm is still bad, he was out there throwing and throwing to bases today before the game. But otherwise, you expect Aaron Judge to, yes, hit like the best hitter in the game because that's who he is. And all these guys, you expect them to play. And the biggest part on a night when we see everyone do their part is, you know, we talk so much about clean baseball. So part of this is not giving away outs, not making the stupid mistakes. Just, you look around at this team, there are good defensive players. You look at the Yankees starting rotation and a Carlos Rodon. This is his two previous starts this season against the Red Sox, he was pitching to an ERA over 7. You know what? Don't do that. Just don't. It doesn't have to be flashy and exciting. His final, he pitched really well tonight and walked off the mound having not given up anything. And then, but bases loaded and a bloop single and 2 runs that go to his line. All right. But still, 5 2/3, only gave up 2 hits, 2 earned runs, and a little unlucky with a bloop, but okay, you loaded the bases. 5 walks, that's a problem, but all right. 3 strikeouts, 103 pitches, and he really did battle to not let the game blow up in that 6th inning when it could have. It was a battle in that 6th inning against a good Red Sox lineup who has all the confidence in the world, who, let's face it, if the Yankees had lost tonight, I was all prepared to have Alex play the "Who's Your Daddy" audio, from years ago, because, you know, we joked about Pedro Martinez and "Who's Your Daddy" and we had fun and all that stuff, but you know what? The Red Sox have been the Yankees' daddy this season. 1-8. 8 losses in a row coming into tonight. And yet, here we are. A crisp, well-played 7-2 ball game. And the formula. A good start from a good starting pitcher who the Yankees pay a lot of money to in Carlos Rodon. And then Luke Weaver. Yes, he gives up the bloop with bases loaded. It's unfortunate. There it is. Who's your daddy? I mean, look. The Red Sox have been the Yankees' daddy this season. There's no doubt. I haven't heard some "Let's go Red Sox" cheers at some point busting out in this game and Yankee fans then trying to override that. But this has been ugly. Ugly. And the crazy part is you look at this Yankees team, And you can be as angry as you want to be and want to fire Aaron Boone, who, by the way, yeah, in some of the chess matches versus Alex Cora in this series, he gets outmanaged. It's true. I get it. We can break that down. The changes and the maneuvers and sometimes playing in probably to Alex Cora's hands. Okay. But the formula, Rodon with a good start, a good bullpen with big names there like Weaver and Williams and Doval. And it might have looked a little scary with Doval in the ninth and made you nervous. But overall, starting pitcher did his job. The bullpen did their jobs. And the Yankees were the bronze bombers. And if you want to complain and say there wasn't enough small ball, well, when Stanton is hitting 117 mile an hour bullets to center field, and Grisham's got two home runs for 25 on the season, an incredible bargain. He's going to make money in free agency after the season. And Jazz Chisholm with two home runs goes over 100 home runs for his career. And when you have a game like this with the Bombers being the Bombers, then this is what it looks like. By the way, no errors. Nobody got caught taking a nap on the bases, not knowing how many outs, or getting picked off on a fly ball, a pop-up to second base. There was none of that. Nobody did or said anything stupid. Now, how important was it that Caballero started at shortstop and Anthony Volpe was, you want to call it benched, you want to call it rested, you want to call it sitting out? And before the game, when Aaron Boone was asked, is this just a one-game thing? Will Volpe be back in there tomorrow? Or will it be Caballero? Boone started to say, oh yeah, as if Volpe would be back in there tomorrow. And then he paused and said, you know what? Let's get through this game. Haven't made that decision yet. Can't say yet. So Caballero, all he does is get in there and turn two double plays. Well, the Yankees turned two double plays. It was McMahon, Chisholm, Rice. But he was part of crisp fielding. Part of crisp fielding. Caballero sets a tone with that. And a sacrifice fly earlier in the game that was part of giving them, that was their fourth run, a 4-0 lead. Also setting a tone of competence, just doing what you're supposed to do. Being a winning player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here. As Aaron Boone has said. So would you put Caballero back in there again at shortstop, start him, and sit Volpe? How much does this win make you, as a Yankee fan, believe? You know, what's the line from Godfather 3? Just when I think that I'm out, they drag me back in. And I feel like that stands and could hold for both the Yankees and the Mets. Both teams. That's the frustrating part about both teams this season. Nobody is asking them to do anything incredibly crazy or special or out of the ordinary. These are talented players. Just play to the back of the damn baseball card. Be who you have been. I know baseball is hard. It's a game of failure. Most of the time, hitters are going to make outs. Like, I understand all of that. Pitching has gotten so good. I get that. And hitters hit the ball with greater velocity than ever before. All of that. So fielding. You know, I get it. But just, these are all players who have been there, done that. Just play the way you are capable of, up and down the lineup. That's it. Nothing special. And if they do that, Yankees and Mets, play to the back of the baseball card the way they are capable of, from starting pitchers, bullpen, and the lineup, both of these teams could have seasons that were like last season, where in the case of the Yankees, end up in the World Series, in the case of the Mets, end up in the NLCS. But right now, with the way these guys have been going, all of them, how confident are you? How can you possibly believe in these baseball teams right now? I mean, the best you can say is that, well, you look at the Yankees' schedule and say they have an easy schedule. They don't do well, obviously, against the better teams. They lose series to the better teams, to the potential playoff teams. They have a losing record still in the division, even with this win, 17-22 in the division. Obviously, now they're 2-8 versus the Red Sox. But they have a relatively easy schedule coming up between now and the end of the season. And the teams chasing them, we can, you know, have respect for a team like the Royals, certainly. But it's not like there's a juggernaut, chasing them hot on their heels. Royals 3 back, Rangers 4.5, Guardians now 5 back, Rays 6.5 back. I mean, does any of that scare you? So if you are the Yankees, are they probably going to end up in the postseason anyway with the teams they're up against and who's behind them? Yeah, they probably will. But with the way they've played, you see tonight and you see the possibilities. And it's so intriguing. This is what this team looked like earlier this season before things went south for 2 months. This is how they can play tonight, the winning formula. You don't expect it every single game, but yeah, most days. Good starting pitching. You expect that of Carlos Rodon? Good bullpen when you look at who they have, plus who they went out and got. And I know that these guys have not, many of them, you know, guys have struggled. Bednar's been mostly good. But Doval hasn't looked, has not looked great. I get all of that. But when you look at the pedigree, this bullpen should be locked down. When you look at the lineup, Aaron Judge has not been good since coming back from injury. Is he still hurt? Or is it just, takes a little while to get your timing back? But the Yankee offense with all those bats, and God bless Giancarlo Stanton, playing the outfield and still hitting. Dude, not only is he raking lately, but he's got an he has an OPS for the season over 1,000. That's crazy. And now he's playing the outfield, which feels like a ticking bomb, waiting to get him injured. So you need Aaron Judge to be coming back soon and getting Stanton off his feet in the outfield. But still, the Yankees have enough offense. Just need to field the way they're supposed to. Make the plays you're supposed to. Run the damn bases the way you're supposed to. And nothing special. Just don't do the stupid things. Throw the right bases. Do the basics. And when guys don't, sit them down. Let them think about it for a day. See if they do better, especially with some of the depth and versatility in there. Guys like Caballero and Ahmed Rosario. You have some other players if other people stink. Just do your job. You know, Bill Belichick always said, do your job. That's it. Do your job. Play to the back of the baseball card. If the Yankees do that, they can still have a fun finish to the season and have the potential to, you know, surprise, get where they want to go in the postseason. But if they play the way they have against the better teams this season, and every one of these better teams has the scouting report that says, steal on the Yankees, take extra bases on the Yankees, they'll throw the wrong base, run hard to first and put pressure on their infield defense, because more often than not, or not maybe more often than not, but more than other teams, that infield defense, they'll make an error, especially when Volpe's in there. They'll make an error. That's the scouting report, right? Remember when Aura and Mystique used to live in the rafters of the old Yankee Stadium? Well, it's not there anymore. People aren't intimidated. Got to get some of the way you get that back. Fans want to do that. The way you get that back is play to your potential. That's it. Not above, not better, not career year. Nobody's asking for that. Not a season for the ages, doing something insane. Just be who you are, who you were brought here to be, who you've been in your career. That's it. Be that guy. But don't be worse. And don't get here and suddenly fundamentals and bad fundamentals and making errors at the worst possible moments, airmailing throws, or even if you're Paul Goldschmidt dropping the ball on a... what looks like a routine play, don't make those plays. Don't let bad baseball be contagious around here. Play to the back of the baseball card. That's it. Want to have a special season? You don't have to do anything special. Just do your job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.